Friday night and I'm gonna get sauce. I fought the troll and the troll lost.
When it comes to the use of taxation, we know there is a great deal of misuse of tax. Do you have a better kind of a proposal of how to better deal
with
that?
What's wrong with today's tax scheme for the rich and for corporations is that mostly they don't pay. And they do this by shuffling the profits around to countries where they won't get taxed, and we have to put an end to it. But I've designed a way of setting up the taxes, a way of calculating the tax that companies owe, such that it puts pressure on big companies to split up. Now, we've seen lots of mergers constantly making fewer and larger companies, which then become too big to fail and have more power over the government. We want the opposite. We want companies that are big to split up into small ones. So, antitrust law, even back when it was vigorously enforced, was hard to use for this. Because to make a company split up, it required proving that that company had done something illegal. And if that was proved, then the court had to order the company to split in a way that, or do something else, that would address the particular wrong that had been proved. And these cases were quite expensive. The government couldn't do many of these cases. So using tax rates to pressure companies to split up has the advantage that it will apply to all of them in parallel and doesn't require proving anything. So my proposal is tax corporate revenue, not profits, but gross revenue, and do so progressively so that the bigger the revenues, the higher the tax rate. But when you compute the tax rate, you do it based on the international revenue of this company. However, when you then apply it to the revenue, you do it to the national revenue, only the revenue in your country. Meanwhile, some other country could be doing the same thing to the revenue in that country, but they would all be using the total size of the company to compute the tax rate. So a really small company might pay 1% of the revenue, and when it gets bigger, it might pay 2%, and a really big one might pay 5 or 10% of the revenue, because obviously the revenues are bigger than the profits, so for the same total amount of tax, it's a smaller percentage if you're calculating it based on the revenue. But what are the advantages of calculating it based on the revenue? First of all, it's hard to disguise the revenue with clever accounting or directing it to some other country. You can do that to disguise profits, but you can't change the revenue that you're getting in any given country. So most of the gaming just goes away. Second, for the same amount of revenue, a company that is more efficient will have an advantage, because two companies with the same amount of revenue, they'll pay the same tax. But on the other hand, the more efficient one will get to keep more. So by calculating the tax rate based on the international revenue of the company, you apply the pressure to split up to multinational companies as well as local companies. And of course, the pressure to split up comes from the fact that if you split into 10 pieces, they'll all have less revenue, so they'll all pay a lower tax rate.
How would you actually verify and enforce the fact that they should be truly independent and not work in cahoots,
well,
like a conglomerate?
If companies are dealing with each other through a competitive market, then they can be treated as separate.
So they have to split themselves, perhaps even competing between the different units.
And the units may not have to compete with each other, but they'll have to deal with each other through a competitive market, which means each one competes to get the business of the other, mm-hmm. rather than it's being taken for granted and mm-hmm. prearranged.